Wake Forest University professor and pianist Louis Goldstein describes American composer John Cage as a true multi-artist who prodded us to reevaluate how we define not only music, but the entire experience of encountering art. Louis' Cage Fest continues through November 13th and celebrates what would have been Cage's 100th birthday with a variety of fascinating lectures, recitals, exhibits, and performances by some of the world's leading Cage interpreters. Last week, renowned pianist and frequent John Cage collaborator Steve Drury performed at Cage Fest. While John Cage's music influenced an entire generation of American composers who followed him, Louis is hoping that Cage Fest shines a light on the lesser-known but equally important other artistic contributions made by his hero, John Cage.
My reason for suggesting Steve Drury for this particular year was because it is the centennial birthday of John Cage. When that came through, I thought, well, maybe this can be something bigger. So I looked to other aspects of Cage's creativity. Cage actually invented a new form of poetry, which astonishes me every time I say it because I never even had thought of the concept of inventing a new form of poetry. But he came up with an idea he called misostic. A misostic is like an acrostic, where the capital letters go down the left-hand side of the page and begin sentences. A misostic has capital letters going down the middle of a page, and what he called the wing words usually cross the spine, the vertical words, but they can start with them or they can end with them. There's no pattern to the look of the lines.
Okay.
And there are about four volumes worth of poetry that he wrote in this form. He was actually prolific in that field. I knew that Marjorie Perloff was a highly respected literary critic who took Cage seriously as a poet. I contacted her thinking that because she's famous and lives in California, that this was a long shot. But she responded immediately and said, I would love to come and talk about Cage as a poet. Speaking with Paul Bright, who was about to become the director of the Haynes Art Gallery in the Scales Fine Arts Center, he said that he would be interested in having a gallery show of Cage's work. So that idea took flight with that conversation. So that established music, poetry, and art, his visual art. It was easy to supplement that program with a couple of musicologists. David Patterson is a musicologist who has specialized in the early part of Cage's career. He will be here in November. I came in contact with an art critic named Kay Larson. Kay Larson is also a Buddhist who takes Cage seriously as a Zen adept. Kay Larson published a book this summer called Where the Heart Beats. It is, in effect, a biography of Cage, and it is a very good biography of the first half of his life. Kay Larson will be here. She's the last speaker in the series, and she is going to speak on Cage and his relationship with Zen.
Pianist, John Cage scholar, Wake Forest University professor, and Cage Fest director, Louis Goldstein. We've been sampling his live performance of John Cage's amazing sonatas and interludes, and Louis will be performing them live on Wednesday night, November 14th at 10 o'clock in the Choral Rehearsal Room in Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake campus. You'll find links to the entire Cage Fest program at wfdd.org/triadarts. It continues on Monday, October 22nd, with the opening of Cage Rocks, Ryoan Ji in Haynes Arts Gallery. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.